You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
I'll read verses 1 through 6. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many coastlands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness are all around him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries all around. His lightnings light up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. I would describe this psalm as a meditation on the transcendent God. And the Lord reigns, and then it describes him. Clouds and thick darkness are all around him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Echoes here very much of the book of Exodus, Mount Sinai, where people are coming to the Lord, but don't even want to get close to the mountain. As the Lord descends on the mountain, and Moses goes up and says, the earth sees and trembles. Not only do the peoples tremble, but even the whole earth shakes when they are in the presence of the Lord. In the 20th century, in particular, there was a kind of a tension, often described as the tension between the transcendent and the immanent, as the various theological circles, people would reflect on it. This hit both Catholic, Protestant, in particular, certainly in the Western churches. You had Karl Barth, who would talk about the God who is wholly other, the transcendent God. There's something there that's really true, and it's important to kind of maintain that. But you also have the immanent God, and we as charismatic Christians I like to focus on the God who is very personal, who's very present, who sends his Holy Spirit on us, who dwells in us. And that's a good thing. But our weakness sometimes is that we lose sight of the transcendent if we focus too much on the immanent God, the personal God, Jesus Christ, the incarnation of God. But we still have Jesus Christ is himself still wholly other. We can't really comprehend God. We cannot fully understand him. He is a God who is very different than we are. And even Jesus, when he is on the mountain and the disciples see him transfigured, they see a glimpse of that. Paul meditates on that and says, yes, he is a God who we should fear. Hebrews chapter 12, worth looking at, because that talks about the God who is an awesome God, the God who is a consuming fire, which this psalm picks up on. So there's a lot here to reflect on. The God who is a consuming fire, who his enemies, as it says here, burns up his adversaries all around. And the mountains melt like wax before the Lord. But then finally, verse 6, which isn't strictly a part of our meditation, but I think is worth it because of this theme of the week, of the proclamation of God in his reign. It says, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. And so this is a God who is proclaimed by the heavens, and hopefully by us as well, and all the peoples, all the nations, will see his glory.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a Brotherhood of Celibate Men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.